How long do you think it takes for a bamboo plant to grow? Do you know? How long does it take for a bamboo plant to grow? You probably know bamboo is one of the fastest growing plants in the world. How fast do you think it grows? Well, the answer is it can grow up to 1 meter a day. 1 meter! I mean, how big is a meter? Like that much? It can grow 1 meter a day. Did you know that? That means you can literally watch it grow. You know, if you sit down with a cup of tea and watch it will, by the time you're finished your tea, it will have grown like that much. Isn't that insane? It grows so fast. But one thing you might not know is that bamboo is actually growing underground for 4 or 5 years before you even see it before it comes out of the ground. Isn't that insane? 4 or 5 years, it's spreading its roots, you know? And then suddenly, it shoots up to the sky. So, what lesson can we learn from this? Well, the lesson we can take is that everyone should buy a bamboo plant. Nah, I'm just kidding. The lesson we can learn is that it might take some time for your YouTube channel to get to the point where, you know, you can make money on it before it becomes monetized. If a YouTube channel is monetized, that means it is set to make money and you can choose to put ads in the video. Now, for me, it took a while. You know, I made 100 videos on my channel before I could monetize my channel. 100 videos. That's a long time. How long would it take you to make 100 videos? You know, let's say you made 5 videos a week. That would be 20 weeks, right? 20 weeks. That's almost half a year. Half a year of work before you can even make any money on YouTube. I mean, that's just how it works, you know. For me, I think it took a few months. I don't know if it took 6 months or something like that. You know, it's hard work. So just remember the bamboo plant, okay? It might take a lot of hard work, but then when things start happening, you know, it goes up. I remember my first paycheck from Google was $2 and a few cents, $2. And that was one of the best days of my life. I remember I was so excited because that means I was making money online. And then I knew I just had to keep making videos and keep trying to grow my channel, and I would just, you know, make more and more. So that's how it might be for you. So don't give up, you know? That first period of hard work is so important. And you know, it's just crucial that you don't give up. Because if you give up before the bamboo plant, you know, shoots to the sky, well, then you know, you'll never, you know, other people will never be able to enjoy the beauty of your channel. So even if you're not getting very many views, even if you're not making much money, just keep working, try to stick it out. Okay, now not all YouTube channels are monetized. You have to meet certain requirements before you can monetize your channel. And those requirements right now are 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch time hours. Okay, so you need people in the world to watch your channel for 4,000 hours, and you need 1,000 subscribers, and then you can go into your settings and choose to monetize your channel. Okay, then you're probably asking, how does YouTube pay me? How do they send me money? Well, the answer is YouTube doesn't send you money. Google owns YouTube, so your paycheck will be from Google. When you go on your online bank, it will say Google Pay. You know, maybe your first paycheck will be like $10 or $50, who knows, okay? And so it'll say Google, and then it'll have the amount of money they pay you. Okay, and they pay once a month. Okay. So after you meet the requirements, you need to set up a Google AdSense account. Okay, and the Google AdSense account will ask for your banking information. So you'll give them your banking information, and then you link your Google, your YouTube channel with your AdSense account. Okay, and then that's how you make money. They'll pay you once a month. Okay, so you just need to keep making videos and try to grow your channel, and you know, the amount of money you make will grow and grow and grow, just like a bamboo plant. Hopefully, it grows really fast, so you make more and more money. My channel, well, it has grown fast at times and then slow at times. Right now, I'm in a bit of a slump, I think. You know, last year, this time, I was getting more views. Last year, I got more views than this year. So my channel, I mean, this will happen to you. Okay, so don't get discouraged. Your channel will go up and it'll go down, go up and down. And you'll think, what did I do wrong? You know, it went up, 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 then suddenly it started going down. What did I do? Ah, I'm doing something bad. I'm making some mistakes. I don't know. Right, I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's going to go up and down. You know, a lot of people can't handle that. A lot of people need the same. They need to have the safety of a paycheck. They need to know exactly how much they're going to make every month. You know, with YouTube, it's not going to be the same amount every month. I mean, it might. Maybe on your channel, it'll be pretty consistent. For me, it goes up and down. Sometimes I have a good month, sometimes I have a bad month. Don't get depressed if something bad happens. Just keep trying, okay? Now you make money on YouTube by people watching your ads. Okay, so after you monetize your account, you can choose to put ads in your videos. You could put ads in the beginning or at the end or in the middle. You can choose how many ads you want to put in. So you have a lot of control about that. Okay, so that's the main way people make money on YouTube. Now, there are other ways you can make money directly from YouTube. Okay, one way is memberships. You've probably seen underneath some YouTube channels, there's a join button. Now, I don't have any memberships on my YouTube channel because I want to keep my channel fair for everybody. Usually how it works is, you know, for example, let's say I offered some different membership options. If you pay me $5 a month, I'll give you early access to my videos. Okay. Well, for me, I really don't want some people to have an advantage over other people just because they have money. I just want everything to be fair, but I know that's not how the world works. You know, airlines make money by offering first class. You know, the people with money fly first class. People like me don't fly first class. We fly economy class. But rich people fly first class. That's not fair, right? You know, that's just how the world works. So, you know, and sometimes people email me too and they say, hey, Mark, I'm trying to come to Canada, but the system seems to be discriminatory. Why is the Canadian government discriminating, you know, between like people, you know, who they decide to let into the country? And I just say, yeah, you know, it's the system is the Canadian government discriminates against people based on their age, based on how much money they have. You know, if you are younger, you have a better chance of getting into Canada. You know, if you want to become a Canadian resident or a Canadian citizen, the Canadian government will ask you how old you are. If you're too old, you know, that'll work against you. So that's called ageism. That's discriminating against people based on their age. In Canada, employers are not allowed to ask you how old you are. Did you know that? In an interview, right? If I'm the boss and I'm interviewing you, I'm not allowed to ask you how old you are. I'm not allowed to ask you how much money you have. So it's funny that the Canadian government doesn't even follow the laws in its own country, right? So, you know, yeah, there's discrimination in the world. You know, that's just how the world works. So maybe I should try to do that on my YouTube channel, you know, get you to pay $5 a month if you want to get early access to my videos or other perks. I don't know. I've taken a look at that option a few times on YouTube and I've thought about it. And every time I look at it, somehow I decide not to do it. You know, I just want everything to be fair for my viewers. And I know I have some really loyal subscribers who are poor. So I just want to say thank you guys so much. If you're rich, if you're poor, you know, for me, I just want to say thank you so much for supporting my channel. So that's, you could do that. You could have memberships on your channel. Another way is through super chats. Now, you might have seen some live videos on YouTube where in the chat, you know, people are sending the creator some money. Now, I haven't made any live videos yet. Maybe in the future I will. So if you're into making live videos, you know, that might be a good option. Now, some YouTubers have merch. Merch means merchandise, like clothes. You can buy clothes. You could buy a coffee mug or something like that. Now, I don't have any merch either. The reason I don't have any merch is because I don't really see any value in it for you guys. But I might be wrong. Let me know. Would you buy my merch? If I make some Mad English TV merch, would you buy it? Would you be interested in it? You know, wearing a t-shirt or something that says Mad English TV? I mean, personally, I've never bought any merch. I've seen a lot of YouTubers who have merch, but I've never bought it. I'm just not really interested in wearing someone else's t-shirt, you know? It's usually more expensive. Like, my t-shirts that I buy, for example, this t-shirt was, I think it was $9. You know, all the YouTubers that I've seen with merch, their t-shirts are like $20 or $30. And I'm just not really interested in it. But let me know, if you would be interested in buying Mad English TV merch, then maybe I will start offering some merch. Give me some ideas down in the comments. If you would like something like a mug or a shirt or, I don't know, anything else. Okay, so that's another way you can make money directly from YouTube. Okay, so let's review the ways. You can do ad revenue. That's how I make my money, and that's how most people make money on YouTube. You can have memberships. You can have super chats, and you can sell merch. Okay, and then that will all get paid to you from Google. There are also ways you can make money not directly from YouTube. And some of these are great. Okay, the first one is you can just put a PayPal link in the description of your videos. You see below all my videos in the description, there's a PayPal link. It says, hey, if you like my lessons and you want to support me, you could buy me a coffee. Okay, and people do that. So just sign up for a PayPal account, link your bank to your PayPal, and then you know, when people send you money on PayPal, then you can just move it to your bank and get real money that way. I've made money that way. You know, sometimes people, I would say about once a week, once or twice a week, people send me some money, maybe $5, maybe $10. Some people have even been really generous and sent me more, like $100. I just want to say thank you guys so much. If you've ever sent me money on PayPal, you know, I just really appreciate it. So thank you guys so much. So if you're a new YouTuber, there's no reason to not do that. You should do that right now. Sign up for a PayPal account and just put the link in the description of your videos. You don't know. Some people might want to support you. Some people might like your face and they just want to send you money just because they're nice people. You know, I don't know why people send me money on PayPal, but they do. You know, maybe they say, oh, I like Mark's face, or I like his haircut. I'm going to send him $2 today. I don't know. I don't know why they do it. So that's a great thing because you don't need to meet the YouTube requirements, right? This is not linked to YouTube. This is your PayPal account, and you could just, you know, you could start making money before your account gets monetized. So I would really strongly encourage you to do that. You might make a few bucks, but don't get discouraged if nobody sends you money. It might take a while, you know, for you to get a bit more popular, and then people might start sending you $2 or $3, you know. It just open up the options. Try to open up as many different ways of making money as you can. I have a Patreon page. Okay, Patreon is a different thing. It's a different website that you can sign up where people can support creators. I mean, you might, I don't know, it doesn't need to be a, you don't need to be a YouTuber. So my Patreon, I set up my Patreon page. Right now I think I'm making about $40 or $50 a month just on my Patreon page. So thank you guys. If you're one of my patrons over there, I want to say a special thank you guys to you, you know, for taking the time to go over to that page and, you know, and support me there. I have some of my books, my English books there, you know, for my patrons to download. So thank you guys so much. You know, for me, I'm just trying to open up as many ways to make money as I can, because it might be that one way isn't enough for you to live. For example, right now I'm in Thailand, I'm living here, but I'm also still living back in Canada, right? I have to pay for things like my car insurance back in Canada. So I don't think I'd be able to live here, you know, if it was just for one, you know, like let's say I was just making money from my YouTube ads, I wouldn't have enough money to live here and travel, right? Then I just have to stay there. But because I have, you know, money coming in from different places, another one, like you can sell products. You can, for me, I sell books, okay? So on my website, if you want to go check out my website, you know, you can buy some English books, different books, just a few, right? I want to keep making more and more books, but I haven't taken the time. I've been too busy, you know, answering comments and trying to make more videos and stuff like that. So, you know, it's sometimes as a YouTuber, it's hard to know what you should really spend your time on. But the nice thing is that anything you choose to spend your time on is great, because you're growing your channel. You can always do something productive. You know, if you have a normal job, when you go home, you're finished work and there's nothing productive. You know, most people just watch movies or do other things. But when you're a YouTuber, you can always do something to grow your channel. You know, you can answer comments, you can answer emails, you can make videos, you can try to set up different things. You can set up a PayPal account, you can set up a Patreon account. So there's always productive things you can do as a YouTuber, and I really like that. So most of the day, I'm doing something productive. But the downside of that is sometimes we YouTubers don't know how to just rest and relax. Sometimes I just work myself to death. So I hope you find a way to relax. Don't work too hard. So I sell books. You could create ebooks. You could sell something, okay? And you could make YouTube videos trying to sell that thing. And you could take payment with PayPal. Okay, so on my website, I have my website with Squarespace. Okay, so I built my website with a company called Squarespace. It costs some money every month. I can't remember how much it costs. You could just go to their website and see how much it costs to make a website. Okay, so a lot of what a YouTuber does is just trying to figure out how to do things. How do you make a website? How do you make an Instagram page? How do you make a Facebook page? So you could use your YouTube videos as a way to promote to get people to buy stuff directly, you know, from your website, or like Facebook or Instagram, if you sell things over there. I mean, you could set up a shop on Facebook, I think. I don't have that, but you could sell your things on Facebook. Okay, then you would make YouTube videos and direct people over to your shop on Facebook or Instagram, you know. So, you know, you could have multiple things, you know. For me, I have an Instagram account. I have a Facebook. Are you following me on Facebook and Instagram? Just search for Mad English TV and you will find me there. You know, maybe you should do that right now. Just pull out your phone and follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, so that I get more followers. I don't make any money on Instagram or Facebook. It's just nice having more followers. You know, sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming. You know, sometimes as a YouTuber, you might feel like you have to have an Instagram, a Facebook, a Twitter account. You have to have all these things. You have to manage all these things. You have to post pictures on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, that can be really overwhelming. You know, companies hire people just to manage their social media. But you, probably like me, don't have enough money to hire someone to manage their social media. So, you know, you have to do it all yourself, but that can be really overwhelming, and you need to choose what you think is important for you and what isn't important for you. I wanted to try to post on Twitter every day, or post my videos, or post something on Twitter, but, you know, it was just a bit much. I have my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter, YouTube, answering comments, answering emails. It can just get too much. It can just get too much. So I don't know. You got to make decisions on really what your workflow is going to be. Are you going to make YouTube videos and then post them on Facebook? Or are you going to post them on Instagram? Or I don't know. It's all up to you. It's up to you. If you want to learn how to start a Facebook shop or an Instagram or anything like that, you know, there are so many tutorials on YouTube. You know, sometimes I feel like I don't know anything about anything. I just don't know. You know, I don't know how to, you know, how to set something up. You know, how do you make a website? Well, I figured that out, but before I didn't know. How do you start a YouTube channel? I didn't know. I figured it out. You'll be in these situations where you know something is important, but you don't know how to do it. You know, for example, when you make a YouTube video, you have to give it a title. You can add some tags if you want. You know, you might wonder, what tags should I add? What keywords, you know, should I put in here? You know, it's important. You don't know how important it is, and you don't know what to do. For me, I have no idea. You know, when I put tags on my videos, I have no idea what I'm doing. Sometimes I don't even put tags on my videos. So you might have all kinds of questions like this. How do I do this? How do I do that? You know what my advice would be? Just take it one step at a time. You know, if you don't have 1,000 subscribers yet and you haven't, you know, you haven't monetized your YouTube channel, just do what you can. Keep making videos. Keep trying to get subscribers. Set up a PayPal account. Maybe set up a Patreon account. Just try. Always try. That's the thing. Keep trying. Keep trying. And remember the bamboo plant analogy. You might have to try for a long time before you see success. Don't give up. You know, if you don't know how to do something, then just think about me. I don't know so many things, right? I talked about how to put tags on your videos, how to start something, how to start a website, how to do something. Just remember that I don't know how to do so many things, even now. I don't know so much about everything. So just remember, if you don't know something, well, then you're like me, and I found a way to make money on YouTube, and it's changed my life. So just keep trying. That's the name of the game, I would say. Just keep trying and just try your best. There's so many different tutorials on YouTube. If you have time, you can watch, you know, how to grow videos on how to grow your channel, how to put tags on your videos, how to make a thumbnail, how to do this. There's so much information online that if you just have some time and you pursue some of those resources, I'm sure it'll help you a lot. And I'm sure your YouTube channel will be really successful in the future if you just keep trying. Now, in the next few videos, I'm going to try to give you some practical ideas for YouTube videos that you could really make money and stand out in the world, wherever you are in the world. So I hope you guys find those helpful. You know, I just want to help you guys so much. Like I said, it's you've helped me so much by watching my videos and being so supportive. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for that. So I hope I can give you something useful back. That's what I'm trying to do with this series of videos. And then after this, I'll get back to my normal English teaching videos. So thank you for sticking with me. Thank you guys so much for your loyal support. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are. And I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.